Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Nancy O'Malley, Group Executive and Chief Payment System Integrity Officer for MasterCard. Nancy, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, it's my pleasure to join you.
So we are here to talk about some news that MasterCard is announcing today, and that news is the extension of zero liability to consumers worldwide. So my first question, before we dive into the details, is I didn't realize how inconsistent zero liability was worldwide, but I presume it was so inconsistent you felt the need to address it. Explain.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. When we took a look at our brand and what we wanted to stand for in the marketplace, that necessarily involved taking a look at our position around the globe. And, you know, when we reflect on it, the reason there were different rules in different parts of the globe really had to do with the historical evolution of the marketplace in regards to consumer promise. But it's a very different marketplace today than it was in the early 1990s when these rules were first starting to be promulgated. And it necessarily meant that it was time for us to think about not only where we are today, but where we want to be in the future and what we wanted to stand for. That's what sparked this effort.
So how big are the gaps? Is it some regions of the world the gaps are larger than others? Is it seriously that inconsistent?
Well, there are intricacies in every region of the globe, but in some places there are rules, the local laws, quite frankly, that permit liabilities be passed on to consumers at different monetary levels and under different circumstances. Some allow liabilities be passed on for all types of transactions. Others limit that to lost or stolen card transactions. Some have rules in regard to PIN transactions, and others have no rule at all. And so it was this patchwork that we were seeking to bring structure and uniformity and to really elevate from a consumer confidence perspective. Now, it is at the heart of all of this is ensuring that customers who are utilizing our brand can trust not only the MasterCard brand, but the issuers that we work with to deliver these products in the marketplace. And
Sure. That's
what it's all about.
Sure. I can see that, particularly given the many channels now that consumers are using their MasterCards to shop, it's not just the physical store and the plastic card, it's online. You know, it's in mobile apps, so providing consumers with that confidence will clearly give them more of an incentive to want to utilize those channels and accelerate the digital enablement of commerce.
Exactly. When they're thinking about which card in their wallet they want to pull out to complete a transaction, we want them to know that when it's our card, they can trust that we will be there for them if anything should happen.
So Nancy, maybe this is a silly question, but the practicality of doing this, obviously the issuers are extending this promise to their consumers. What is involved in actually making this real for a consumer?
Well, it's a really complicated process, and it, quite frankly, is something we've been working on now for well over a year. We started in North America, and the way we started the process was to commence with not only some market level research or data to secure what information was available and then to do some research of our own, but also then to reach out to our issuers to understand what they were working on relative to their consumer promises, because we wanted to construct something that was going to elevate everybody's game, but which we were confident they could support. So we started that in North America and then rolled that effort out across the globe. So we were talking to not only our internal employees, but also a large number of our external customers to make sure we understood and could prepare them for any operational implications. And, of course, that was different in every market. So it's really taken a lot of focus, a lot of energy, and a lot of resource in the communication space and data collection and analysis. And then once we complete those processes, we had to develop a rule that could work in a whole variety of jurisdictions and under different circumstances. And being smart and strategic about that was at the heart of this effort. We also wanted to have a rule that would be simple to understand. And I think when initially a lot of the rules had lots of restrictions, it made sense in the marketplace at the time. It's a very different marketplace today, as you pointed out, lots of new technology. And there's a lot going on, unfortunately, that relates to data compromise. And finally, consumers are very aware of and want us to focus on, clearly in their messaging to all of us who are in the payment space, on delivering safe and secure environments for them. So it really goes to the heart of delivering against those expectations, not just meeting their expectations, but exceeding them.
Well, I also think it's an outcome of the efforts that MasterCard is also making to protect cardholder data. I know tokenization is, you know, a significant initiative within MasterCard. You all are doing some really interesting things with biometrics as well. So all of these things tie together to put forward an environment that protects consumers, but also protects the issuers as well, given that you are taking good care to protect the data that is involved in cardholder transactions.
Well, Karen, you're absolutely right that it's the heart of our strategy all along to approach security with multiple layers. You know, there is no one single silver bullet. You really have to take a look at securing the account, securing the cardholder, and securing the transaction and the network. So it's all of those things together and the interplay of the solutions that we deliver into the market together with our issuers, acquirers, and merchant partners that ultimately create this safe and secure ecosystem, which we're so focused on.
Is this something that all issuers and networks offer, or is MasterCard the only one that's done this on a global basis?
In all markets, there isn't a program or a practice related to zero liability, and I'm going to have to refer you to our competition for their particular perspective on what their rules are in their marketplace. But to the best of our knowledge and ability, we're leading the way in upping the game relative to this level of protection. So we want consumers to know that we're leading the way, and we'll be interested to see how our competitors respond.
Well, Nancy, this is an exciting development and certainly one that will be welcomed by consumers all over the world as they embrace digital commerce and use MasterCard products across multiple channels. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us about this.